Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And on the line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. And we've heard a report this morning that Jimmy has an MCL that will keep him out weeks. Nick, life a lot easier for the Bulls, buddy. How you doing?
Molly, I'm sitting here with a huge smile on my face because I'm thinking back to 19 years ago when I was an intern for you and the late, great Doug Buffone that summer in Chicago. And for it to come full circle, at least for me, is pretty cool. I remember I was a Monday, Wednesday, Friday intern, and it was our friend Rick Kellender's show. And Monday, he wasn't there. Wednesday, he bought food for everybody. And I was like, oh, this guy's great. And I still didn't have internet in my apartment. And this is pre-Twitter. So on Friday, I walk in and everybody's walking around. I'm like, what's the problem? And they're like, ah, Rick's gone. So it was
right.
You, me, Doug, and our friend Chris Hopper, our other intern,
wow.
For the entire summer. So hearing your voice is great. Being with David is great. And as far as Jimmy goes, yikes. So I think the Bulls have about as easy a path as you can get into the playoffs right now. But saying that and doing that for the Bulls, as we all know, has been two very different things. And going down to Miami and trying to get a win is going to be interesting. But for as well as everything played out for them last night, they've got to be feeling good this morning.
Well, Nick, it's great to talk to you. And throughout your illustrious career, weren't you at one point Jimmy Butler's beat writer?
yeah. David, that was like 10 months ago.
That's right. It wasn't that long ago. You and Jimmy do have quite a past, so you know how much he means to every team he's been on. The Heat, 13-9 it is. 13-9 without Jimmy Butler this year. But they're going to be playing the Bulls now without Butler, Terry Rozier, and Duncan Robinson. They may not have enough Heat culture to make up for all of those losses, Nick. If the Bulls can pull this off, does that make this season a success for them?
Hell no, because they're only staying off the end another week, because Boston is going to absolutely demolish them in that first round series if they get there. But David, it is worth pointing out, and I've been around Jimmy for so long after he left Chicago, and this is the other thing you're referencing, of course, going to Minnesota all those times and being around Jimmy and the crazy relationship with Tibbs and all those years. The fact that Jimmy, in that soundbite that we just played, admits, hey, this doesn't feel right. Usually Jimmy says, I'm fine, and you think, okay, well, he's going to do whatever he can to go stand out there on the floor and hobble his way through like we saw last night. The fact that Jimmy Butler is like, yeah, this doesn't feel good, and we're going to see how it's going, that tells you all you need to know. So that tells you that knee is killing him. But as far as the Bulls go, no. I mean, they beat an Atlanta team that is not very good. Trae Young was like a minus 27. I mean, they've been bad most of the year. And if they win this next one in Miami, okay, great. They can sell this, but this is not a college recruiting program. you can't say, oh, hey, we made the playoffs in your brochure to recruits, because they're just not very good. And it doesn't change the fact that they're stuck in mediocrity, on top of the fact that Boston truly is going to demolish them in the first round. So I can't change what we've all seen, not only this year, but the last couple of years. I think the only thing for me, guys, is watching that game last night, and the three of us have been covering that team off and on for years. It's a reminder that the NBA is in such a much better place when the Bulls are relevant, when there are big games played at the United Center. It's a fun atmosphere. It's one that draws in casual fans, and certainly the city, for the most part, is still behind them. You just wish that they could be more consistent and they could have a couple more bigger names to build around. But I am not going to get all hopped up if they go and beat a bad Atlanta team and then a Jimmy and other pieces-less Miami team in a couple days.
Yeah, we were talking about the idea that, you know, we know Giannis, you know, he has an injury. He's going to miss time against Indiana. That's very interesting. Kawhi Leonard looks like he's out for the Clippers first round series. I would argue that Jimmy missing from the Miami Heat's lineup might be bigger than those other two injuries, just because of what he does for that team.
Well, Mully, on top of it seems that people have fallen in love not only with the idea, but certainly the reality in these last few seasons of playoff Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, having talked to him about it, he absolutely hates that nickname because he feels like it discounts what he has done through all these different years and fighting through all the different injuries. But you can hate the name all you want. When you produce at the level that he has in the postseason, again, there are going to be more people than just your regular Heat fans that are going to be tuned in. And there are a lot of people around the league that aren't watching night to night that would tune into the playoffs the last few seasons, see what Miami is doing, and say, I want to watch this. I want to see what he does next. So I think it is a very good point, because when you see what's happened across the league, this is a league that always seems to be dealing with injuries. But Jimmy was one of those stars that was forward-facing in the biggest of games the last few seasons. And he always seemed to rise to the level of play on the floor. He wasn't afraid of the moment. So to take him away, assuming whether or not the Heat win and get into this play, and it does sound like this could be it, at least for this year, barring some kind of real change here in the next 24 hours, to see Jimmy without a place to play and be seen, on top of the fact that Steph Curry just got knocked out, and that's another huge name for the league. You've got LeBron potentially for a handful of games against Denver. That is a big problem for a league that really could use a really strong postseason.
As the league transitions into some of these new stars, if you will, Nick, as you point out some of the transitions going on at different teams, where do you fit Kobe White in where he will land in the next wave of stars, foundational pieces, role players? He had 42 points last night, a big moment for this team, even though it was just a play-in victory over a bad Hawks team. It still matters, even if it's not an official record or something that the league counts, but it still matters. What did it do for his career and his status in the NBA?
David, you're making me miss sitting next to you at all those games through all these years, because these are the kind of conversations that we would have. I think it's a great moment for Kobe White, but I think it's a really solid building block for the organization as a whole. What they have struggled with repeatedly in the last few years is taking a guy in the draft and developing that player to a point where they get better and better and better. The name that pops to mind is Lauri Markkanen. They were all in on his development. It just didn't happen for him in Chicago. He goes to Cleveland, then Utah, and all of a sudden, he's an all-star. Now, can Kobe White get there? We're going to see. But, David, what strikes me is, you've got that TNT graphic the other night during the West play-in games, and it's showing Zach LaVine. I mean, Zach LaVine has been injured. He's just not the foundational piece that the Bulls want him to be. He hasn't been that guy. DeMar DeRozan, for as solid as he is at the end of his career. He's not going to be that star piece that leads a team through the postseason anymore. Could Coby White potentially be one of those guys? We're going to see. I think it's way too early to tell. And again, I temper all this by reminding everybody, the Hawks stink.
Yeah,
so
that's
to
true.
Go and get 42 off Atlanta, all right, you know, cool. It was a big game. They obviously had to get it for their season to continue, but the Hawks are terrible. So I think it's a great confidence builder, and it's another reminder for a newer Bulls staff, hey, this is working. What you guys are doing and what he's been able to do this season without LaVine and still without Ball and without these pieces around him, he has changed the course of his career. But any good player has to be able to maintain that and build off of it. So I think it's too early to put him into a category right now just because we haven't seen it that much from him still.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. And, Nick, you know, we came in this morning, we were joking, because a year ago when they won the play-in game, we did this kind of show about, wow, was that a changing of the guard? Remember Zach LaVine had played so well, and is it now Zach's team? Is he ready to take that step? And then, you know, we know what happened since. And he was terrible, by the way, in the second game. So we started the show talking about how, is that the changing of the guard? Is it Coby White's team? Because it seems like we love these storylines for some reason. We were kind of half joking about it, but you're right. DeMar's getting up there. I think he's, you know, one of the clutch players in the league. I got a lot of time for DeMar, but I don't know how you move forward with this group. I don't know what their offseason plan is. And you're also right. If they get past Miami, I think we're going to come out of this understanding how far the gap is between the Bulls and the premier team in the Eastern Conference.
Well, Mully, that is exactly why people should not not get distracted from reality. And this has been an ongoing conversation with the Bulls for years and years, since the end of Tibbs and the beginning of Fred Hoiberg. This is a team that is stuck in the middle. It's the worst place to be in pro sports. And one good game by Coby White and company against the Hawks isn't going to change that around. The reality for where the Bulls are at is you still don't have that main guy that you can build around. And that's the struggle for where they are right now and where they're trying to be the next couple of years. I mean, you've got to get off that LaVine deal. Good luck there, because you're going to have to attach a couple assets to make it happen. You re-sign Vucevic. Okay. you might as well just tie an anchor to the franchise and say, hey, you know, ninth place is good enough for us, and maybe we can sneak in the playoffs. So in that regard, hey, it looks like things are coming into place. But this is a team, and more importantly, guys, as you know better than anybody, it's a city that deserves the best. It deserves a team that it can be proud of, that it can compete with anybody that there is. And the way they have been mismanaged through the years, it just shows when you make bad decision after bad decision, when you allow Jim Boylan to run your team for years, you get what you get. And this is the reality for where the Bulls are in this moment. It is fun to celebrate great games like this. It's fun for fans to be energized and to turn on the TV and see the UC rocking like we all know it can. But when reality hits, and whether it hits against Miami and a depleted Heat team, or whether it hits, and it will hit, against Boston, you start looking around and going, well, what happened? What else can we do? What else can you do? You can make better decisions within the front office. You can not sign players to really bad contracts. I mean, it's pretty simple, and it's pretty easy to see where the Bulls have landed where they are. To me, and Kobe White's performance aside, I just don't see that guy that they can still build around and feel great with as the face. And when you don't have the face, especially in this era of the NBA, you really don't have anywhere to move, because there's just not enough star players in the league to feel confident that you can really take another step forward, which is what the Bulls need to do.
Bulls historian Nick Friedel.
Good stuff, Nick. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
That is a horrifying thought, but after 15 years, I mean, I can't push it away too far. But it's great to be with y'all, and it's great to hear y'all's voice. And I hope there's better news ahead somewhere for the Bulls and all of us.
That's great. Take care. That's great, Nick. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.